Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa,
Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to my
Well, welcome home, everybody, to the December 6, 2020 edition of Community Hall Live by MyDVC Points. My name is Chad, and I am your host tonight, and I am excited to come back in and present today's show to you. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsors over at Monera Financial. If you are looking to refinance, or you're looking to finance a resale contract, a lot of times it's pretty slim pickings out there in the world as to who you can go to. Monera offers DVC financing, and if you're paying more than 9.9% on your direct financing, call them up. Check out their refinance program. We've saved listeners hundreds of thousands of dollars by refinancing to a lower interest rate. MoneraFinancial.com. Let them know you heard about them here on the MyDVC Points podcast. Let's come back in today and start talking with our beloved guest. So I'm going to welcome back to the show our co-host, Mr. Brad Coates. Hey, Brad,
hey,
how you doing today?
Hey, for a guy, I'd wear my mask to keep you all safe. I'm recovering from COVID, so.
Got it. Well,
let's hope. Having a good day today, so.
Yeah, let's hope the internet keeps us all safe there. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're kind of safe from that kind of virus across the internet, Brad.
Pretty sure.
Good deal. Well, Godspeed to you, and hopefully that you get better soon, and we will continue you in our thoughts and prayers for that recovery. So let's welcome back to the show our co-host, Alicia. How you doing tonight, Alicia?
Good evening, everybody.
Hey, good evening. And then we got a full crew tonight, so I'm going to welcome back Jake tonight. Hey, Jake, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy to see everybody.
Yeah, we're glad to have you back into this conversation on 1 and 2 bedrooms. And then we're going to have some rare guests pop in as well, so we'd like to welcome Sam back to the show. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Hi, Chad. Hi, everyone. Good to see you.
Okay. And let's welcome Justin back into the stream. And hopefully we got his internet working. If not, he's just going to pop in and out some tonight. So welcome, Justin.
Howdy, everybody. Hopefully this works. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So far, so good.
Well,
if nothing else, Justin, you're looking pretty dapper in that portrait view background.
You like my JCPenney background?
Yeah, I like your JCPenney background, man. You're rocking
and
it.
I'm,
you rock.
Makes my 80s one look a little rough.
I don't know. I feel like I should be going and buying some kids' husky pants or something after that background. So
that's wrong.
It's either this background or we moved into this house 7 years ago, and I think we still have boxes behind me. So.
Yeah, whatever. It gets it. I just thought it was a little fun to come back in and do that. Anyways, we would like to welcome everybody to our 1 and 2 bedroom show tonight to talk about the best, the worst. And let's start off with this question of what criteria do you use to determine the best 1 and 2 bedrooms? Brad, what do you got for us tonight?
Well, I think for one bedroom, as we talked about the studios, I shared with you guys that for us, one bedrooms was really a long time in coming. We never splurged for the one bedrooms until much, much later. And so the driving factor for us, probably number one, was size. Because we got to that point where my girls weren't baby girls anymore, and they weren't little, and they would rather have their own beds and a little more space and not all be and everybody needing 2 bathrooms. And so we go for the 1 bedrooms that have 2 bathrooms and for more space. So that's kind of our thing.
Okay. That's pretty cool. So Alicia, what about you? What do you look for in a 1 or a 2 bedroom?
Okay. So different from last time, which was more of a couple's thing. This one I see as this is our family. So when you're bringing your, 3, 4, 5 kids, whatever you got, my criteria is definitely food. So is there other, places that they can go get food and self-empowerment of the children? Meaning, okay, you guys get out. If you want to go do something, you get. And I'm going to get, if I have to get ready, if they're ready before me, is there stuff for them to do so that I can feel safe that they're able to go about themselves and I don't have to be with them every minute. So those That's my criteria.
Okay. Jake, what criteria do you use?
So I use point value and location, because if I'm splurging on a one bedroom and almost using double points from a studio, I want to make sure I'm getting the best bang for my buck. And location, it depends on which has the best amenities. Because often if I'm going to use the points on a one bedroom, I'm probably going to hang out at the resort more and not do so much parks. So it'd probably go down to those two things.
Got it. Sam, what do you look for?
So for us, I mean, the answer is, in regards to one and two bedrooms, yes. What is the question? Because, I mean, already, if I've selected a one bedroom and a two bedroom, it's, we have a large family. We have seven people going. And for us, just the fact that with any one bedroom, with any two bedroom, you already have that living room and full kitchen front and center right when you walk in, that makes Disney feel like home for us. So it's really discriminating factors I start throwing in to pick best and worst, right?
Yeah, that's the question. What criteria do you use?
Yeah. Right? And for us, so we like silly things like those silly, those little hideaway beds that come out of the wall, like at the Villas of the Grand Floridian for our youngest 9-year-old. We love that. We're general decor people. So places that don't look dated get a little bit of a bump. And then kind of another thing for us, we kind of like those one and two bedrooms that have a little bit of an entranceway to them, right? Because when we come home from the parks with all the family, we almost invariably have a big double stroller. And I just like to be able to come through the front door and have some place where I can just park that, even if I don't collapse it, and have it kind of camp out without much effort. So those are some of our discriminating factors.
Yeah, for that's one some and good bedroom. Criteria there. That's some really good criteria there. Okay. Because for me, it all boils down to the center room. Like you were saying there, Sam, it's all about the center room. Because I look at it like, the studio side of it, it's going to have two beds in there, extra closet space because we're getting a dedicated. So that doesn't really matter too much. And then the one bedroom side, they're all pretty much the same. Okay. A king size bed and pool, or a jacuzzi tub, maybe. I don't even use the jacuzzi tub. The kids like to get in there and play in the tub and take a play bath kind of thing. But they can do that if it has bubbles or if it doesn't. And to be honest with you, if it doesn't have bubbles, we worry less that their hair is going to get sucked up into something. Okay. So, like, you know, I'm like, to me, that part doesn't really matter. So it's.
You are such a boy. I'm just saying, you're such a boy. That is my, like, duh, I love that tub.
So, but, you know, it's like, I don't know. I'm there with a bunch of kids, like. Hot tub's not going to be fully utilized there. I'm just saying. Okay. So that being said and done, that's what I look for here. Let's come back in and see what some of the crowd responses were on this one. And so Getaways with Angela says she has her popcorn ready, originally bought for studio stays, added on in 2 years for the first time for one and two bedrooms. Now what a difference. It is huge, Angela. Yeah. It is huge, right? The difference between once you cross from studio to one bedroom, it's huge because you're doubling your square footage, but the people count stays the same. So that's pretty huge. And then Mark says he always prefers the accessibility to the parks and a roomy bathroom. Okay. Bathroom places is really good. And then Bruce is saying for us, the most important is the comfort of the room for the group. We like BLT for the extra bathrooms. It really speeds things up in the morning. Think we're going to hear an awful lot of that one. So Amy says we stayed at Riviera in a one bedroom September. My 14 said we'll never sleep on another pull out sofa. It looks like it's Riviera or Saratoga one bedrooms for a while. Those new Murphy beds are nice. Very, very, very nice. Then Justin was answering from the crowd. And he's saying, for me, the order of importance, location includes transportation options to the parks, hotel amenities includes pool, lobby, quick service, table service, bar, point cost, room amenities, how nice the decor is, and then room layout size, balcony views, and he doesn't drive, so parking's not an issue, but it looks like location and transportation to the parks, top priorities over what the room is, okay?
But other than those things, he doesn't think about it a lot.
Yeah.
He thinks about
everything. Thought about it yet.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. So that one was kind of funny. And Amy's saying, we actually like the one bedrooms at Jumbo that have a bathroom that is not attached to the master. It seems like a weird thing, but we prefer it.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that because there's some issues over at Old Key West. And Scott says, I still look for a great balcony view. I need my place to drink my coffee in the morning away from all the noise and hair dryers. And if you're going with vacation with a bunch of ladies, that's likely to be the case. Unless they're doing the whole ponytail deal, which on vacation, rock the ponytail is what I'd tell them. But I think that's what we've kind of got for looking at this. Let's talk about some of our favorite, best 1 and 2 bedrooms. What is it that you like best? What 1 and 2 bedrooms and why? Okay. So, Brad, what do you got for us?
Well, Gina, shout out to Gina who's hiding in the background. I'm going with Disneyland. So Grand Californian, 1 bedroom. Probably my favorite 1 bedroom that I've done. They're huge. The detail in the room it's stunning. It's just a beautiful room. If you get a high room, then there are some views of the park that literally feels like you're inside California Adventure. You see the big Mickey wheel and the lights and World of Color, and you can see some incredible views. Or if you get on the bottom floor, they don't have a balcony, they have a porch. So it's a big, roomy porch area that you can go out of your room onto from the 1 bedrooms. And so, and there's 2 bathrooms in the Grand Californian. So that's by far probably of all the ones and I know it's kind of a spinoff, but still would prefer going there and doing that than any of the ones at Disney World. So, but I'm a Disneyland guy, so that's okay too.
Yeah, but you do get that extra shower and toilet area in there, right off the kitchen there that's in the center area. Again, it's about the center area. You got that great balcony. I've had that room looking down at Pixar Pier. It is phenomenal.
Yes.
Like, if you think theme park view is great at Bay Lake, move on over. You ain't seen nothing yet. Okay.
That's the truth. Feel like you can reach out and touch it, don't you? It's just like right there. So.
Or, you know, if you really had a good arm, you could throw a softball and hit somebody in the park, right?
You probably could.
it's there, right? So, okay, yep. Alicia, what do you look forward to? What are your best 1 and 2 bedrooms that you found?
So we've been zipping around. So I've, you know, been to a few of them. And the one that just feels more comfortable to our family is Copper Creek. I know it's not the best layout, I get that. But as far as being accessible for my family, my favorite is the ground floor, which sounds weird too. So there's like a little, there's a ground floor one that we love that we can just like kind of keep the doors open. The kids just run out the back door. They can go to the pool. They can go to the hot tub. They can go get their own drink if they want to. They can go fill up their little cups because I love those little cups, obviously. I keep talking about them. So I like the accessibility of that park. I like that they can hop on a boat and head to the Magic Kingdom. And teenagers, they can go by themselves. And we are campground people, too. So we can go take, usually, not during COVID, but usually you can take a boat over and do pony rides. And you can do the night magic with that's over there. They have with Chip and Dale. So it just feels like there's a lot of activities to do without having to go to the parks at the Copper Creek. Now the room itself, I like how it's set up that the master bedroom is over that way and all of the kids are way over there. So I do enjoy that and that they have
that's
to kind
pretty
of,
typical in DVC. Yeah.
Other than like when we stayed at Old Key West, it was a little different, like, cause they were a little bit, you know, that one was so big. I mean, that one was huge and spread out. I do wish Copper Creek had a bigger balcony, though, if you are on a higher room versus like if you're on the ground floor, then you have so much more space to stay on. So that was nice. So that one just feels like
Got
the best.
So Copper Creek ground floor is kind of where you're at. That gets into our final one, but you're a Copper Creek fan there. So Jake, what do you look forward to? What's the best 2 bedrooms and 1 bedroom that you found?
So I got to hand it over to Bay Lake Tower simply because you got 2 bathrooms in that 1 bedroom. I love the nice open kitchen with the island in the middle, which adds some more dining space for other folks. You got a big balcony, you know, me and my coffee in the morning with the balcony. You've got a great location. You're right walking distance to Magic Kingdom. And if you can snag a standard view room, it's very reasonable on points, seeming that you're steps away from the Magic Kingdom. and the room is nice and modern. All of the appliances are really up to par with some of the most modern hotels that we have. And then for point value, it's a two-part answer. I got to hand it to one bedroom values over at Jumbo House. You can't beat the point chart because they only sleep four, but when you compare it to the same price as a Poly or Grand Flow studio, a one bedroom value is a great value. No pun intended.
Yeah. Sam, what are you thinking here?
Yeah. So I'm going really subjective, obviously, for this. And I just want to underscore that I don't know if everyone remembers their first time moving from a deluxe studio into either a one or two bedroom villa. But for me, I would put it this way. When I went from a deluxe studio, always feels like a good hotel room. And once you get into these villas, you really feel like you're coming home to a house, right? So you're going to love it anywhere. For people listening that have never tried one, try one. It's incredible. So that being said, we did our inaugural DVC trip as new owners at Grand Floridian. And our guide booked us we had to borrow from the next year to make it possible. But he booked us a two-bedroom at Grand Floridian Lakeview. So we had a top, whatever that top most floor you can be for the two bedrooms is, we had that. And so I remember being right out there. You're right on the lake. I feel very close to the lake. I'm going to give a shout out to Bay Lake Tower as well. But I love that balcony on the lake, experiencing Disney World with a storm over the lake at night and seeing the monorail and just seeing, Disney after hours from an observer standpoint, not being in it. That is just really, frankly, a magical experience. And have a glass of wine out there on the balcony. Fantastic. Our youngster really enjoyed the hideaway bed that, it's a predecessor to the Murphy bed, right? And it's only for little kids. I think they have like an 80-pound limit on it. Not that we've not tried to exceed that. So she loved that. And another shout out for the Grand Floridian is I think they've got probably the most beautiful bathroom of any villa on property. So a huge soaking tub, walk-in shower, rainforest showers. So absolutely loved it. And I might be tainted because it was our first DVC trip. And I get the point chart arguments about the Grand Floridian being kind of up there. But it was a fantastic trip. Didn't care. Felt pampered. I would absolutely use the word magical. And this will be our first time going back there in literally 5 years.
Yeah, I know. Christmas. When I did your interview, I was like, we have a great term for point stretcher, but like point splurger just didn't quite seem to like cut it. It's because it's not like it's splurging. It's just the anti-stretching. It's like, I don't care. It's not that big a deal. And
yeah, I mean,
I'm going to spend the points and it's worth
right.
it. I'm doing it.
And like I said, we haven't been back there since, Chad. So we've been kind of more stretchy-ish, since. And this winter is exceptional, of course, with COVID buildup. But I also want to give a shout out to BLT, to Bay Lake Tower. So I was really looking forward to that view of Magic Kingdom. And we moved into a two-bedroom theme park view. And they originally gave us one of those just like fourth floor, whatever the lowest floor is. You can still qualify as theme park view. And we can get to that about best and worst room recommendations at the end. But that would be whatever room that was be worst. And I went back to the desk. I said, can you move us up? So the next day they moved us to a higher floor. And that was very enjoyable too. So like eighth floor view.
Got it.
Of theme park. Jake mentioned the three bathrooms. Well, in the two bedroom, there's three bathrooms. And for a family of seven, that helped. So shout outs to both those resorts. But to anyone listening who's never done one before, you can't go wrong. I've not walked into a single one bedroom or two bedroom and never gone, oh my gosh, I am never coming back here. It never happened. Never happened.
Really?
Like, no.
I don't know, man. Because room. Well, I'll save it for the next part.
Okay. Yeah. We can right? save
we'll
it.
We'll save it for the next part.
We can argue the next series here.
Yeah. But for me, the best. Go ahead.
No, you hadn't said yours yet. Go ahead.
Yeah. So for me, the best one and two bedrooms out there is hands down, non-questionable Champs. 1, 2, and 3 would be Olkey West, Bay Lake Tower, and Kidani. Okay. And here's why. You mentioned the resort feels like home. Okay. Other than Olkey West, everybody else that's out there is in a straight linear room. Like it's a hallway and it's a straight linear room, and all of your windows are here. Olkey West your living room area is actually cornered out and diagonal, right? So you have windows on two different walls, okay? And what that does is it lets in so much light. I can look out here. I can look out there. It feels like home. It does not feel like it's a condo. It doesn't feel like it's a timeshare. It feels like it's a legit vacation home.
Yeah. And for that, looking out at the golf course.
Yes. Looking out at the golf course. I'll save my favorite room and why for that part of it. But you get great views looking out two directions, and it just feels like home. The center area is huge. Remember I told you it's all about the center area? Because it's like, look, we're just going to go back in there and have quiet time to sleep. But when we congregate and we have meals together and we have family time together or rest together, or we're planning out the next park day together, that's all going on in the center room. Okay. So that center room becomes critical. Speaking of that, right over at Bay Lake Tower, you've got the largest, best laid out center room bang for your buck on square footage. Okay. You got head to, you know, bottom floor to ceiling windows. Okay. Floor to ceiling, lots of natural sunlight in. It's pie shaped. So it's really narrow back at the back where you walk in and you don't need the big space. But once you get out towards the windows, it opens up and it gets wider and wider and wider. And you can have beds out, you can have the chair unfolded, and you can still walk through the room with no problem whatsoever. Okay, so it's still very navigable, right? And then over there and at Kidani, you've got the extra bedrooms, bathrooms in Walt Disney World. That is huge. I cannot say enough things. I'm going, why didn't they build this into Riviera? Why didn't they just, you know, if you're going to make this thing the Grand Flow Bay Lake Tower in between, you should have put in the bathrooms from Bay Lake Tower and really just kind of given us those extra bathrooms there, because it just really, really, really makes sense there.
That old Key West layout, that's distinct that you brought up. And we've actually never done that. We plan on being at Old Key West, not this summer, because we used up all of our this summer points already, but next summer. Good point value, and it's good to hear that it has a real home layout feel. So we've never done that
before.
Yeah, it's
a great point value. And the parking is, if you're going to drive, the only thing that beats it in parking in me is Kidani. And that's because you park right outside. There's plenty of ample parking, and it's a really short walk in and out. Boom, boom, boom. It's a resort that's designed to have a car, but okay.
And Sam, that the Oki West ones, I'm pretty sure they're the largest square footage, right? Of all the one bedrooms, aren't they?
I believe so.
You guys? Yeah. So it's like over 1,000 square feet.
Yeah.
For it's one bedroom.
They're huge.
It's like bigger than my first apartment. I mean,
yeah, so. They're absolutely huge. Let's come back in and check in with some of the crowd comments tonight. And so T-Rake says, we've always stayed in a studio until October. We were able to get an Animal Kingdom value one bedroom, and it'll be hard to go back. We have a Boardwalk standard room for our next trip. And those are your 2-point leaders in terms of one and two bedrooms, is the Animal Kingdom, followed by Standard View over at Boardwalk. And Justin says he's had a stroller every trip, so minimizing bus rides has been his main factor, and we're finally ditching the stroller, so that could reevaluate his criteria in order.
That's
there.
That's a big day. My husband celebrated hardcore when we didn't have to bring a stroller.
Yeah, that is a really nice day. Really
you could start
nice
playing at Animal Kingdom more often, because all you got is buses over there.
Yeah. Yep. And so Evelyn was saying our first stay was in a one bedroom, and we don't even think about a studio. Yep. Once you go one bedroom, it is so hard to go back. And Justin was saying the best was Grand Flow, Grand Cal, Riviera, and VGC is hands down the best location of all DVC properties. Nothing else is closer, pun intended, okay, to those parks. And Ron saying, we really like the one bedroom Bay Lake Tower theme view. It just feels so much more open compared to so many other resorts. That's what I'm talking about, Ron, with that central area part, is Bay Lake Tower just nails it.
They designed the actual room so nice there.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen it. So now you've got me itching to go book.
Well, that's kind
that
of it.
Sounds it's, really cool.
We're trying to talk about all these, and you guys can go to the MyDVC Points Resort Wiki and get what we think are the best YouTube videos for walkthroughs of them. or go to the 3D view as well, where you can click it and kind of drive yourself through a computerized 3D model.
So. And their pools there are really nice too. I like that their pool is really private as well. They got a nice little slide, and you have the monorail and, you know, boat transportation if you wanted to go to the campground to go play with the ponies.
Jimmy is a fan of the standard view at Boardwalk for the low point cost and proximity to two parks. And Mark says he still prefers the Copper Creek one bedroom, but have only stayed here in Saratoga. And Saratoga was kind of uncomfortable, but wasn't remodeled yet. Yeah, you just got to like wipe away the non-remodeled rooms off of Saratoga. Yeah. You know,
plus when it's remodeled, it looks nicer, but I'm not sure it's a better room, do you?
Yeah, like I don't know about that. It's a game changer for it. The rest of the resort doesn't change, but and then so happy Canadian guy says, I love owning at Grand Floridian, especially with the new path to Magic Kingdom now. And yes, that's going to be a game changer there. Justin was saying Oki West has a very nice homey feel. It's very large and it doesn't feel like you're staying in a hotel. That's what I love about that, because it's welcome home, vacation homes. Oki West still nails it better than anybody else. Okay. And then Angela was saying, yes, ground floor at Copper Creek and ground floor at Beach Club facing the DVC pool is pretty sweet for accessibility as well. Those of you are ground floor people.
Interesting that the very first DVC resort started with a radically different layout style than everything that followed from it. It's like, yeah, it felt very homey, and I've never stayed there, right? Mm-hmm. But from what I hear, I've heard what you said about the set out, and it's not linear. Well, linear is much more space efficient for construction costs, probably. So it's probably just, they probably learned it's way too expensive to make that type of stretched out layout.
And the cleaning crews, that is, you know, every single unit, I mean, these things are just giant and they're spaced out. So it just doesn't, I bet dollar for dollar.
Rooms would be tough.
Yeah.
And
that's a good point.
Not only that, but you've got landscaping costs to come in for all of the different outside buildings. It's more places to trying to cut in and shrubs and trees and the horticulture people go nuts. And
there's a lot of windows, like every bedroom, every room had windows. There was a lot of cleaning.
Amy was saying the only two bedroom we've stayed in was Jumbo Value and you can't beat it. No, you can't touch that for the points, Amy. That is like by far. And I love the Value Studio. So I would think I would just like mind blown. I ain't going anyplace else if I could get a two bedroom there. That would just be the ultimate for me. Bruce says we're newer members and the only one bedroom we stayed at is Bay Lake Tower. Like being on the monorail, BLT is a lower point cost than Grand Flow. And that extra bathroom is just another bonus. That is very true, Bruce. It's all of where you see points and how you calibrate. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think is the name you used in our interview there, Sam, was calibrating your points. Okay. For what is normal for you. Cause our family is kind of calibrated on a one bedroom Bay Lake Tower, but we've also realized for the same exact points, we can go to a two bedroom at Oki West.
Great.
So that's like more space. Kids can
especially if you're an owner there, you can actually have access to those standard view rooms. Likely, if you're not an owner, you're probably 9 out of 10 times getting stuck with that lake view, which is a couple more points. So standard view is great for owners.
Yeah. Dan saying we really enjoyed our one bedroom at Copper Creek. Had the room been right when we came into this to store a double stroller? There is a little spot there. Yep. The bathroom size was amazing. The shower and another room with the tub, the balcony that we had overlooking the pool and landscaping was relaxing. We had plenty of room for Holly and I, along with three kids, to play in the pack and play. And yeah, so the three of you, three kids plus you guys in there, because that's the smallest DVC resort we have, is over at Copper Creek. But Scott's also commenting on both at Copper Creek. I love being near the boat transportation, all of that. Can't beat the cabins. And is either nice for a two bedroom.
It's just great location. Like I like we keep trying other places and then we're like, oh, well, yeah, but love it.
And then Winston saying Kidani and Bay Lake Tower would be our top choices, followed by Oki West and Alani. We prefer a one bedroom with a larger living room, dining areas and extra bathrooms, and point value is another factor. So yeah, gotta love those standard views. all the way across the board at Animal Kingdom, Bay Lake Tower, and then Old Key West. Now, Alani, man, point value. I'm going there this summer. I booked a 2-bedroom. Yikes. I'm blowing out them COVID points is all I can tell you.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm really surprised by how much they are out there. Like, I think that, you know, the DVC points have been for sale there for, you know, for a long time, right? At least 10 years. I don't know. So
it feels like 10 years.
Yeah. It feels like.
And Justin says one thing to note, and I'm not sure if it's true, but the beds seem to feel way more comfortable than the mattresses in any of the studios. So, I'm not sure what you're talking about there. Are the pull downs is what you're talking about, Justin? Because that would make sense to me, having a real mattress on a platform with the pull down Murphy beds.
It probably depends on the resort too. Because, you know, have they been remodeled? Have they been, you know, upgraded? Yeah. It's been a while.
We took friends with us to Bay Lake Tower in September. And we're in a 1-bedroom at Bay Lake Tower, and gave them the master bedroom and took the fold out. My friend, the husband of the couple, said he'll never be able to sleep in his own house again because that bed at Bay Lake Tower was so comfortable. It's ruined the rest of his sleep for the rest of his life at his house. Right. So they give us some nice mattresses.
Not only that, but you are, if you've been commando in the park that day, you are dead dog tired. So
exactly.
You are just setting yourself up for a great night of sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Now, Justin makes some comments here that transitions us over to, what do you think are the worst or the least desirable 1 and 2 bedrooms? Okay. I'll go ahead and kick this off because I'm going to explain his comment here. And he goes, I love the location of Boardwalk Villa and Beach Club, but holy cow, the doors for the bathroom and the 1-bedroom just drive me crazy.
Hallelujah. And
like,
oh man.
It's not only Boardwalk and Beach Club. You got Boulder Ridge and Saratoga in there as well.
Yeah.
Saratoga. All four resorts share the same essential template floor plan. Saratoga, they just arranged them in U-shaped buildings as opposed to a straight linear hall. But they're essentially the same floor plan. And you've got this crazy angled bathroom. It's like four doors to it, and you get up in the middle of the night and you're going, huh, I'm half awake. You know, I hope I don't, you know, pee in the wrong spot. Okay. Is
I'm trying to remember. I think it was Saratoga when we stayed in one, but don't they also have that weird locking mechanism on the doors that I know people that have actually messed with it and ended up locking themselves out of the bathroom where they couldn't get in? Because they didn't know. It's this goofy push a button, pull a lever, you know, scratch your nose 3 times kind of.
Yeah, I locked myself out of the bedroom at the Copper Creek Cabins too. So they use the same kind of a deal.
Pin thing.
Yes, the pin thing.
Oh my gosh!
I'm like,
who invented that?
Okay, so I thought it was crazy because this is what I put down on when I was thinking about what are some rooms that I didn't like more than others. It's like, well, I like them all, but let me tell you what, man, some of these just have crazy bathroom doors. Like, and I'm glad that the rest of the DVC community has affirmed me. It's like, this is a labyrinth. Now, my concern isn't so much I get lost in the middle of the night. It's like, how many doors do I have to shut and lock to be confirmed I have some privacy here? Right? Because, you know, when you've got kids running around, things happen. People burst in. So, yeah, that's right. Count them up. You got to lock 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 doors.
If you
that's
can lock
crazy.
Them.
That's I never crazy. Understood that yes. anywhere.
Yeah.
So yes, I put that on my list. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, it's just absolutely positively crazy here is what we're looking at. And I'm going to try to bring one of these up on a two-bedroom here virtual tour over at Boardwalk and start to show you guys what we're talking about here. Because this is just like absolutely insane craziness for what's going on, okay? But yeah, go ahead while I set this up.
Yeah, so just what we said here. With those doors going nutso, it's a twofold, you know, risk in my mind as I was thinking about it. One is, how can I find the bathroom when I need it? And then secondly, once I find it, how can I be assured that, you know, someone else isn't going to find it at the same time? So I knew that it applied for us for, I know we ran into this at Beach Club and at Wilderness Lodge, Boulder Ridge, right?
And yeah. I did not know that there were other layouts like this as well around there. But as far as layout things, that's almost like a cardinal sin of the layouts.
Yeah, Gina, go ahead and kill our banner here. I think I got this working. So let me come back in and make sure I can click that and drive over there. Okay. But this is a boardwalk one bedroom, and I'm doing the virtual walkthrough thing off of that we found off the website, and we've kind of scoured the internet. But if you look over here at this one bathroom, this one bedroom here, you've got like three doors here. Okay. The laundry room, you got this room right here. This is the shower. But the shower is got a door here that goes, maybe I can not, won't let me walk through it. But you've got this angled door here. So you get up in the middle of the night and you're going, where do I go? You got to go through here, you know, past the closet, over into that one. It's just 20 levels of crazy of how you're going to have to do. And then you've got these weird window doors, bathtubs that's looking in. So I guess you could take a bath and watch TV at the same time if you really
let
wanted to.
Let people in the garden watch you.
Yeah, like.
Old Key West has those too.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's just kind of crazy with the bathtub layouts that are there. And yeah, so I figured I'd just show everybody all this crazy door stuff that you've got going on over there. But this is the resort wiki. This is the example of the walkthrough stuff that we have over there. And go ahead and check it out if you're looking for room layouts or best of YouTube videos. We've put it all together on the wiki. The wiki team's done a really great job there.
You know, and it's one of these things you can figure out, but, you know, in my category in life of things I want to worry about and things I don't want to worry about, you know, have I successfully sequestered myself in the bathroom is one of those things I don't want to have to expend neurons
on
vacation.
Yeah, that's true. So, okay, Brad, what's some of your least favorite or least desirable aspects?
I'll be the fastest one in the group. It's like you played me like a puppet, stuck your hand in my back, made my lips move, because that's exactly it. My least favorite is I enjoy Saratoga, but I do not like their one bedroom. And for all of the reasons you just showed, just when you get to that labyrinth area, it's just not enjoyable. And by the way, Alicia, Saratoga has the folding bifold doors for the bath too. It's like, so I want to open this up so my wife can watch me bathe and pray the kids don't walk in. Just like, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Alicia, any least desirables, least favorites?
Oh, and that's the hard part, right? You know, so they're all, once you get to the two bedroom, like you can chill in a two bedroom almost anywhere. Like, so they're not so bad. So, especially since you'd have your own kitchen and things like that. And I'm torn because like, I would like the, you know, the Saratoga area, but I'm, you know, because you are close to walking distance to Disney Springs and things like that. So, but I know it's low on the point chart, but I think probably, so I'm looking at it as where I would least go, and I'm going to say Vero Beach. And I feel bad about saying that, but out of all of the places and all of the lands, I think the one that I would stay at the least would be Vero Beach. I don't see ourselves going there. If I'm going there, then I'd probably go to Hilton Head where there's golf courses and stuff. So, and I don't even know on, you know, price points, like if it's a better value to pay cash than to use points. So that's where I'm at.
Well, I think Vero Beach was also included in some of that layout for the one and two bedrooms. It's similar to Old Key West, if I remember correctly. Okay. But that's interesting. So Jake, what do you got for us?
So I can hear the Epcot Resort fans screaming through my window, but I got to hand it to Boardwalk simply because I feel like the rooms there are just a lot more outdated than some of the other villas like Bay Lake Tower. It feels a lot tighter, especially that one bedroom since you only have one bathroom and there's no dedicated two bedrooms. So I know a lot of people like having that extra queen bed in the second bedroom. So that kind of, and the doors again, like Beach Club, they kind of go in. Funny story, I actually lost my sandals because they were sandwiched by the door. And I had to ask myself, well, did I come back from the pool barefoot or where are my sandals? And they were sandwiched between the doors. And that was not a fun
between all of those
hour.
Crazy doors of like,
yeah, I had to ask, I was like, guys, did I come back barefoot? And it was during COVID too. I'm like, oh God, no.
You're going to have to ask for Genie for, like, how do I get out of this thing sometimes? Like, it's just crazy. Sam, what do you got for us?
Well, other than what we've already talked about, something that tends to turn me off is just aged decor. So if I hit a resort and it's just coming up on a refurb, I can kind of tell. And the two places that has happened for me is at Jumbo House and actually at Boulder Ridge. Now, Jumbo House and both of them, when they age, it kind of works with the rustic kind of element that's built into that. So it, again, and this is discriminating, but and I'm not sure if Boulder Ridge has been refurbished since I was there, and that was a few years ago now. But it's I don't think due. Jumbo House has.
It's due. Yeah.
Now, I love Jumbo House. The resort is arguably my favorite resort. Love the place. But the rooms are decor. They're feeling a little bit dated.
Got it. Got it. Okay, let's come back in through some of the crowd comments here, which are just going nutso tonight. Like, you guys are really active in that, and we appreciate that. So I'm going to try to get through these, some of them that I can. I might end up skipping some, so forgive me.
And I got a lot of hate over there.
Did you? Okay. And it's hard to see where we left off. And okay, yeah. It's... So Mark was saying studio mattresses here definitely feels worse than the one bedroom. I think that's what he was saying for Justin's last comment. Okay. And then Amy saying the dedicated one bedrooms at Copper Creek are funky. The kitchen is considerably smaller than the lock-offs. Amy, you read my mind. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen and show you that. Okay. Because if you look at this, this is the entrance door to Copper Creek right here. Okay. And it's a galley style kitchen, but you have one little tiny narrow hallway. So visually open this door to the refrigerator right here. Okay. When you open that door, you block it, but you can't open the door to the refrigerator and have the oven door down at the same time. You can't be in there watching dishes and have anybody walk through because you block the entire hallway there. So it's just like, it's a one person kitchen, but it's the main entryway into the living areas. And what's worse is it's the only way into the studio side of that. Because back here in the back right-hand corner is the door to get into the studio side of that two bedroom. So the only way to get back there is to go through this galley style kitchen. You can look, there's no way here up front. Now you can come back into the one bedroom side. And I think what Shelby said from way back when in like episodes 4, 5, and 6 is his family would end up coming back in, going through the one bedroom, out to the balcony, all the way down around to get into the studio side because the kitchen was so bad there. But yeah, I think that's a heck of a good point that you bring up.
Wow.
Yeah.
And as we cook a lot there, that's why we need the ground floor and you just kick them out. Like that's the ground floor is helpful for all of those mobility issues.
Yeah, that's over at Copper Creek. So that falls into my worst designed one bedroom, two bedroom by far. Okay. If I had to pick a worst designed, it's Copper Creek for that exact reason that we just pointed out.
Which leaves availability for you, Alicia. We're doing our best.
Thank you.
It doesn't mean I'm not going to not stay there. I own Copper Creek. I love Copper Creek. The rest of the resort can carry their poor design and layout. Okay. But it has to be, right? And then Justin's coming back in saying the same thing. The one bedroom and the lack of counter space in the bathroom is non-existent. So they just didn't have enough room when they converted the Wilderness Lodge hotels over to DVC. It's the only thing we can come up
with. I think they put the emphasis on the bathrooms and having, it is nice, you know, having space around the beds. I think that there's a lot of space around the beds, but they shorted the cooking area.
Yeah. And I will see if I can find it here, but, Brewski JJ has a comment here about the one bedroom. So I'm going to come back in and I'll just bring this back up and we'll see if we can find the one bedrooms here.
At Old Key West, he's looking at, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And those are nice. You have to have a car. You got to have a car when you're there.
Yeah, you definitely have to have a car there. And so if we come back down to this and we start to come into the virtual tours, click on one bedrooms, go over. It loads this. And there's something to know about the low numbered buildings here. Shannon brought this up in her episode and gave the exact building numbers that are built like this. So, but here's the spacious one bedroom that I was telling you about in the center area with lots of light. You've got windows on this wall, windows on this wall. It's just very open and homey feeling that's in there. Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Right? It's like super amazing. But when we get over here into this one bedroom side, you've got this laundry room that's right here. Okay. And you see this door coming in here to the, you can cut through the laundry room and get into the bathroom. The low number buildings, they didn't build that door in first. So you don't want a one bedroom on the low number buildings, because the only way to get into that one, the only way to get into the bathroom there, if you have to use the facilities, and if you have teenagers that are out there sleeping on the couch, you got to come into the one bedroom, round the corner, come around through here, okay? And now you can get over here and use the facilities, okay? It's just absolutely crazy. I'm surprised they didn't fix that when they did the one bedroom on that piece of it. So, yeah, Old Key West, one bedrooms, lower buildings, not a huge fan of that layout, okay?
The other thing about that layout that's bad is because we ran into this, we enjoyed it, but if somebody starts bathing in the room with the bathtub, then nobody could get to the other one without interrupting you bathing. It's like, well, you go in first to shower, then I'll come in, and for your privacy, my privacy, you can't leave till after I leave. And it's just like,
crazy. It's craziness, right? But now once they built this door through the laundry room,
cool,
that kind of solved the problems, right? But yeah, so beware of that. That's another reason why I never pick a low room number over at Old Key West. Okay. But this is the really cool things that you can get by looking through all of these 3D walkers as well. And we just scoured the internet and found them out there.
What was the name of that website again?
It's mydvcpoints.com. It's if you just come to our main site over here at Resort Sorry. Wiki, you can get to any of them that are out there.
Pretty
really
schnazzy.
Starting to, you know, one bedrooms, two bedrooms. Point charts are up here, room inventory, come back in and see how many of those there are. So for booking categories, broken it out for you. Micah from Mouse Perks did a lot of research and fact checking on that for us. And we ended up going with Micah's numbers because there's some discrepancy in the community as we estimate that. But that's that piece of it for us. Let's come back into more comments here. And Amy is saying, I didn't follow her thought, but she likes the jumbo bathroom setup, because I think it's because you can get to the one bedroom bathroom from the hallway. You don't have to go through the master to get to it. And Mark said, we had an issue at Saratoga with the bathroom layout. The slanted shower was annoying. That whole slanted bathroom is annoying there. Beach Club, Boardwalk, Saratoga, Boulder Ridge, all the same basic floor plan there. And Mary's backing me up there. Beach Club Boardwalk is the same. And it's the more comments about the three doors. Yeah. And
that jumbo master bathroom comment, that's unique in all of DVC then, I think. It's the only bathroom that's not connected on the master side. Does anyone know of another one? I think that's a distinct layout feature.
I don't know. We'll go over and check it out.
And if I was staying at Jumbo ever again, it would have to be in something with a kitchen. Like, there is no quick service. There is nowhere to go get
during
food.
COVID. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there was, but again, yeah, it was bad that I was there at COVID. It was probably a completely different experience without COVID.
Yeah.
So we'll come back in and pop in over at Jumbo. This is just how quick and easy it is to come in and take a look. Okay. And so we're looking here, and it looks like, there it is, right? So yes, over here on this side, you've got the bathroom area. And then over here on this side, you've got the master bedroom area as well. So that is nice. That is a very well laid out. They took care of the problems from Old Key West there by just saying, hey, this side of the hall, that side of the hall. And then you can come back in here. So.
And it's not that much more to bump to a one bedroom than a studio though, right? So that's where it would make sense.
Like, it's like double the points if you look. So,
but it's still low on the list for a one bedroom from all the other places though.
Right? Yeah, if you start looking at the standard views over here or the values, you can see the point charts where it's like, okay, 153 for that one bedroom value versus 72. It's slightly over double, right?
Nice.
Usually about double, 100, 200. And yeah, so really, really good info there. And then catching up with our comments here. Beach Club has a toilet in its own room. Okay. And oh, Dan says on Copper Creek, I can see your point, but we usually only have one person in the kitchen anyways, except for when it's the hallway that you have to get through there, right? When it's the hallway and somebody's doing dishes and you need to get through, or it's just, it locks down traffic. Dan, you can come to stay in my one bedroom anytime then. Mm-hmm. You make breakfast before I get up. Come on over, buddy.
You and me both.
back to Mary's comment real quick. Sorry, I was muted by accident. The toilet in the solo room, that's only in the accessible rooms, because I had one in October and they placed us in an accessible room because that's all they had available because we checked in late. So if you don't like that and you like having it with everything else, be sure to make sure that you have a regular non-accessible room.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Mary says, nice website, and Oki West looks amazing. I think it does. And Dan was saying that Oki West you showed looks amazing. I'm a fan of the patio space and the living room and the kitchen space. Yeah, great little patio out there. You not only have a balcony, you have a actual patio with a table and chairs out there.
And they all have them. It's so nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Tyler was saying the two bedroom at Oki West definitely spoiled us since we usually stay in studios. And Mary says BLT is a separate second bathroom for the one bedrooms. Yes, it's there in the main part of the lobby. And Justin saying that the one bedroom layout at Kidani is absolutely amazing. It's huge, two balconies to watch the animals on the savannah. But you better pray that you're close to the lobby. That is, and the bathrooms over at Kidani, you could wash a zebra in those bathtubs. Like, they are just huge, huge, huge. Okay.
You mentioned the balcony. That's one other plus for the Oki West. Mm-hmm. Right? Those one bedrooms, the ones we stayed in, all had huge balconies. So
they did. They certainly do. They certainly do. And then back up. I think we're pretty well caught up with the comments here. And Gina is saying that Alani is like Jumbo in terms of the layout. And another vote for the one bedrooms over at Kidani. And then Jessica is saying, I love all of virtual walkthroughs. They are really, 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 truly helpful. Kind of put together that list so that you can get to them right there at your fingertips there. That's why I wanted to start talking about the webpage and the resort wiki to give our wiki team a little bit more of a shout out credit. They're slowly starting to get some increased traffic on Google, and we're starting to see that, but it's not a lot for the work that they've done, because that site's pretty well done. And then Happy Canadian Guy says, I like Grand Flow because there's no restaurants or stores inside of it to keep the visitors away.
And that is an interesting take, especially.
That is.
Yeah.
Because over at Poly, it is Grand Central Station throughout that whole resort. So, yeah. Yep.
And Poly doesn't even have two bedrooms.
Yep. So, okay then. Justin saying, I may or may not have fallen asleep in the jacuzzi tub at Kidani after a long park day. And there's room for you and the zebra there, Justin. So I can see how you could camp out in there. And Happy Canadian Guy says, the one bedrooms at Grand Flow really feels like home. You know what? After staying there at the Grand Flow one bedrooms, I really truly thought I could make that a retirement efficiency apartment. I liked it so well over at Grand Flow. It was just so well done, so well decored, so well laid out. Brewski says, is the kitchen at Copper Creek the same as Riviera? It is, but the hallway is twice as wide at Riviera, which alleviates the breakdown there. You can get around people because the kitchen's just wider. The hallway is wider. So that's why we like that. But
you can open the fridge and the stove at the same time there.
Yes, you can. You certainly can. And so let's go into final show wrap up here because we're a little bit late tonight, but man, we've had a great conversation. So Brad, what are you thinking for best and worst ultimate grand prize winner?
I'm sticking with my Grand Californian because, well, for all the reasons that I mentioned before, I'm a Disneyland fan, and it's a different kind of an experience. The design there and some of those added features are rare. As you mentioned, a lot of the ones that are at Disney World can get to feeling a little bit like cookie cutter, but it doesn't mean Grand Cal isn't the same way in some respect. But I just love that experience there. I love the fact that I can walk out on my patio and do, like you said, Alicia, walk out, head out to the pool, head out to whatever, or go up higher and have the best park view you're going to find in any resort in a Disney, in the Disney DVC market. I'm a Grand Cal one bedroom. If I want to splurge a two, but I got to get your points to pull it off, because that's the problem. I'm picking one that you can't ever get. So
yeah, well, I was able to walk into one this summer. So
yeah,
a two bedroom over at Grand Cal. I had it booked at the 11 month mark, but I was able to walk in and free up some of my Grand Cal. So Alicia, what do you think? What's the ultimate grand prize winner here?
So my favorite, how you asked me before, where would I live forever, right? I could live in the Old Key West two bedroom forever. Like, just, you know, I could work. I could see myself, you know, teaching golf. That's my ultimate everything. So that would be, I love my Copper Creek for vacationing, but to live there forever, Old Key West.
Nice. Nice. So Jake, what do you got going on for us?
So I got to give it to Bay Lake Tower again. I was over there in August in a theme park view, and nothing truly beats being able to lay your head down at the pillow at night and look into your left-hand side and looking at Cinderella Castle. That's just a priceless moment. And I can honestly live there. Like Alicia said, if we're going to say where we're going to live, in a Bay Lake Tower, one or two bedroom theme park view.
Nice, nice, nice. I don't know if I could deal with the parking there if I had to live. But Sam, what do you got for us?
And maybe no surprise that if I had the points to spend, where would I want to be? It'll be in that two bedroom Lakeview at the Grand Floridian. Love it. Relaxation, luxury, decor, just gives me all those vibes. Just love it. Comfort.
Awesome. I'm still with Alicia over there. We're going to be neighbors over at Old Key West, and I'm going to come in and see if she can finally get me some golf lessons. Well, we tried this summer for my golf lessons, but we'll have to, like, I'd have to, like, be obligated to, like, follow through and halfway get good at it if that happened.
The more you play, right? The more you play.
Yeah. Yeah. This is true, right? And so we'll come through a couple of these comments and wrap this up. And so Mary says that, you know, I'm going to ask if she can wash a zebra the next time she's there, and she'll tell them that Chad said to. So see, let me know how that works out for you, Mary. Like,
I bet they'll sell you a stuffed animal. Yeah.
There you go. Right.
Or bring them on a leash.
There you go. And Jimmy was saying Jumbo club level again for the win. Yes. We didn't really get much into the club level. Club level is amazing. Then Brewski says Old Key West two bedrooms. So another vote for them. So Mary is saying Grand Flow along with you, Sam. And then Amy is saying Animal Kingdom and BLT. So Jake got a little bit of love and backup here.
Can't go wrong with either.
Yes. Yes. And then Justin was saying, I'm torn. I'm an engineer and an attorney, so I value efficiency of points, but I also have ego and love the feeling of being pampered and want great decor and to be in a great location. So if he had to rank, he would go Grand Cal, Grand Flow, Riviera, and he hasn't stayed at BLT. So that might come back in and sway some things. Then Amy was saying, did anyone mention the two bedroom lock offs at Riviera that sleep 10? Great for two small families to share. That is a killer point. And you can get the same thing over at Grand Flow if you can get those lock offs, because you've got to get a studio there to be able to get those. It's probably more accessible over at Riviera than it is Grand Flow, but they are both 10 people rooms and the only ones in all of DVC that I know of. And then Tony is saying Old Key West, and Mary is loving the Old Key West refurbs. And Scott's saying How could we ignore the two bedrooms? Well, I can tell you how we ignored them, Scott, because next week we're talking about Grand Villas and the standalones, which we put bungalows over at Poly into that category, along with the tree houses, the beach cottages, and the cabins. So great segue to next week there, Scott. We'll be back next Sunday with more talking about Grand Flows or Grand Villas and standalones. So thank you for that transition. And thank you everybody for tuning in. We'll be back next week. And at this point in time, I'm going to say goodnight, everybody, and roll the Patreon video. So goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.